Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Welcoming Wellness and Wisdom, where we explore strategies, innovative companies, and healing modalities to optimize your health and well-being. I'm your host, Debbie McCarthy, a certified holistic health and life coach. In a spiritual sense, body dialogue refers to the communication, awareness, and connection between one's physical body and our inner self, often associated with mindfulness, self-discovery, and holistic well-being. This concept involves listening to the body's signals, sensations, and needs, and interpreting them as a form of inner guidance. In various spiritual practices, including yoga and meditation, we can engage in body dialogue to become more self-aware, heal our body, deepen our connection to our higher self, and be more fully present. It can be a powerful practice for spiritual growth, self-realization, and a deeper understanding of our inner selves. In today's episode, I have the honor of welcoming and interviewing a special guest, Kendra Raymond. Kendra is a wellness coach focusing on finding proper individual balance for each of her clients using a combination of yoga, traditional fitness modalities, energy healing, body work, meditation, and nutritional consulting to develop a program that will bring balance to body, mind, and spirit. With 25 years of yoga and mindfulness practices under her belt, as well as multiple certifications, she uses her experience, expertise, and intuition to assist clients in achieving their goals by tuning into a new level of body awareness. In addition to helping her clients, Kendra enjoys being a thought leader and expert in her field to raise collective vibration among fellow healers and practitioners. Thanks, Kendra, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really a pleasure. I'm really thrilled to be here. My favorite topic.
Yes, one of mine too. We'll start off with a few questions and personal stories to get our conversation started.
Sure.
Kendra, how can yoga help individuals develop a deeper connection with their bodies and foster self-awareness?
For one, first of all, I'd just like to introduce myself also as a recovering type A personality. So yoga for me was something that I was a gym rat. I was somebody who, like, it was always like powering through. I was going 150 miles an hour. And although I did, you know, admittedly begin my yoga practice in a more fast-paced practice, it still forced me to slow down. When you are balancing in positions you've never been in, stretching in ways you've never felt, you're feeling, you're not running, you're not jumping, you're not cycling, you're using your body in ways that you haven't since you were probably a child, and you have no choice but to slow down. And just in slowing down, the mind begins to slow down. Yes. We start to feel a little bit more. We start to notice, oh, that didn't feel the same on my right side, maybe, as it did on my left. And I think one of the biggest challenges that I have and have had since the beginning of my career in this world, even as a yoga teacher, you know, my first class, is inviting people to allow that difference, to allow that it's not the same on my right side as it is the left, and not just push through. I have never been, well, I shouldn't say, I've never been the teacher, the no pain, no gain teacher. I've never been that coach. I've never been that personal trainer ever. It's yoga has allowed me to slow down enough to recognize that the pain is telling me something.
Yeah,
and I've gotten that elbow pain for the last 10 years at the same point in time. You know, so what is that? And it really does start to make you curious because you're forced to slow down and it's just you, your mat, your breath, and maybe your sweat, depending on how hot the class is. That's it. That's all you have. If you're looking at someone else, you're going to fall down. You know, it's, you have nothing but you. And there are very few moments in our day that we have nothing but ourselves and our body and our thoughts and our breath. Yeah. So it's a gift, really.
Yes, it is. And the interesting thing is I always notice when I take yoga classes with you that one side is more limber and easily and flows a lot better than the other side. But it's interesting that after the practice, and I take your deep stretch and restorative class on Sundays, which I absolutely love, I find that at the end of the practice, I'm actually more balanced.
Yes. So what I have, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. And it's interesting because the reason why is that one of the things you've always stressed at the beginning of the practice is that you want us to set our intention for the practice. And I always set a similar intention, which is that I want to bring my body into balance so I can move more freely and feel more peaceful at the end.
Yes.
And so it works. Intentions are so powerful. And I love that you have us do that at the beginning of the practice. Yeah.
And I have honestly found that I was my own worst enemy at the beginning of my yoga practice. For the very first, I want to say 10 years of my practice, I only practiced Bikram yoga, which, if you're unfamiliar, is a series of 26 postures practiced twice each for held for either 60 or 90 seconds per pose. And it is a 90 minute class in a minimum of 105 degrees with humidity.
Wow.
And I loved it. The little type A in me could not get enough. It was very, very, very challenging, but it was peaceful. But I was my own worst enemy because for probably the first year that I practiced in a Bikram class, you just drop into Shavasana and you leave whenever you want to. There's no closing of class. There's no Om. There's no silent meditation. You just get up and leave. So I wouldn't even practice. I would get angry that I was wasting 10 minutes of the time that I had paid for to work out and sweat doing Shavasana. And what I was robbing myself of.
Yes. That's the best part.
I mean, I'll go to a class and I'll be like, I'm literally just getting through it for Shavasana. Just get, you got to have a goal. And some days that's all I've got. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right. Yes.
So
yes.
But as a type A person, what it allowed me to do was for 90 minutes or for say 80 because of Shavasana, I really couldn't do anything but focus on just me and just my body and what I was at that time, what I was capable of. It was like, this is powerful. Like, look at what I'm capable of and even tolerating in that heat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But then I started to come around to that sense of, I love the slowness. I would be the last one in Shavasana. People would be walking out around me. And I'm like, nope, I'll
you
be
were
done
in
when
your
I'm
zone.
Done. Yes. And I have spent the last 20, almost 8 years just searching for that zone throughout my day, all day, every day. Like, that's what my life has become, that flow.
Yes.
And
that's
you know,
beautiful.
Yoga brings you back and goes, you're not in flow. You will feel it in your shoulder, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
So
yeah, that's
for me,
wonderful.
It's at the very least, it's about slowing down.
And that's a wonderful way to look at it. And so many of us need to do that in this kind of craziness that's going on now over the holidays. This is a great time to slow down and use a yoga practice to do that. And so my next question is what does body dialogue mean in the context of yoga, and how can it benefit people seeking healing and self-transformation?
Yoga and body dialogue just go hand in hand. And again, for one, you're slower. You're forced to be in your own space, in your own body, in your own breath. But yoga also means union, and it means the union of the body and the mind, the union of movement with breath, you know, the union of everything, body, mind, spirit. So what it really allows us to do is it reintroduces us to our bodies in a really unique way. You know, you've been in my classes. I'm not somebody who, we're not just rolling through sun salutations. Even in my Tuesday evening class, which is a little bit more of a flow, a little bit more athletic, it is never just this kind of like, turn it all off and go as hard as you can. It's really, listen, spread your fingers out and feel how that is different. And what that teaches you, it introduces you to, oh, my dominant side is more fatigued, or my dominant side is stronger.
Yeah.
Or I have more chronic issues on my dominant side. You know, yes. It does start to introduce you to, let's close our eyes. You'll notice I do this in Sunday's class quite a bit.
Yeah.
We'll stretch deeply on one side. And as we come back into neutral and cat-cow, I'll ask you to close your eyes and notice the difference between the sides. And it's usually quite pronounced,
definitely,
especially in that class, because we're taking long holds. That is a really unique way to come into your body.
That it totally
many
is.
Practices, and there, I practice so many forms of movement. It's not just yoga. Yoga is just my home. Yoga really does bring me back home to my body, you just, because it's just you and your breath. And my practice will never look like your practice, nor anybody else's, nor should it, because my body is unique. And so is the way that I move and flow within it.
Yeah.
Depending on where I am in life and where I am that day. So it invites you to have some compassion for the fact that you have differences on both sides of your body, and that's normal and okay.
Yeah.
But it also invites you to find the freedom in the balance and really want it. That's what yoga's done for me.
Yeah.
I had a disordered eating past, and I know we'll probably get into that in a bit, but the long and short of it is I was disconnected from my body for a very long time, and yoga is what brought me home, period. And every single time I am disconnected from myself, if I get back to my practice, I'm back.
Yeah. And it doesn't take very long. You go back on your mat.
No.
And you can feel you can feel the energy and the healing energy that passes through. And I think that's what's so transformative for many people who are able to get on the mat and connect with their bodies at the same time.
Excuse me. What I love about, you said who are able, what yoga does allow, and I think this is also hopefully coming a little bit more into the mainstream, yoga does really allow every single human body to have access to a little bit of freedom, because we can open areas up that allow energy to shift and bring more peace to the mind. Because people who live so deeply in their mind don't even notice that moving the body can release some of that tension. They haven't made that connection yet.
Yeah.
Yoga starts that. I'm working with a man who's 87, and he did not start a fitness or wellness regimen until he was 60. And that man now is more in touch with his body than people literally half his age that I work with. It's astounding. And he doesn't really, like when I work with him, he calls me his trainer, and that's fine because I am doing some strength and bone density work with him. But really, I'm creating body awareness through yoga and breath.
Yeah,
but at 87, totally. You're not doing yoga. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There is a,
yes.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
It just creates freedom.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And when you think about it, Yoga and meditation kind of go hand in hand. So, what role during a yoga practice does meditation play in cultivating this body dialogue and this movement and this flow?
I'm just going to keep coming back to that quietness, that stillness. It does
Yes.
create stillness. So again,
Yes.
something that I do that I think almost every teacher that certainly I've ever practiced under or with also does is invites you consistently to return to your breath, consistently to return to your intention. That in itself is meditation. The
True.
moving of the yoga with the breath. A lot of times you will hear me more in my Tuesday class because again, we're moving a little bit more quickly. But you'll hear me say, inhale, arms rise, exhale, shoulders drop. When you connect with your breath in such a way as to inhale and rise and exhale and release, you're recognizing the freedom that an inhale gives you and the softening that an exhale gives you. Where if you're working against that, you may feel that resistance. Meditation, again, as somebody who came into this world having wanted to be an engineer, so I'm very
I can relate.
brain, I'm all up in my brain all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll never meditate. I can't do it. Meditation is not about shutting your brain off. It's about coming back to the moment, just coming back.
Yes.
If that is, you come back 5 times in 10 minutes, okay, it's 5 more times than you did yesterday.
You're
You
right.
have to start somewhere. And it's never too late to start a yoga practice because yoga is as simple as breathing and being aware of the fact that you're doing it. It's
Yes.
literally like
Yes.
I
And it
Rinker
does
as
bring you to the present. By
yes.
just focusing on your breathing, you are
Yes.
less likely to be in your head with your little yip yappy barking
Right.
dog. And it
Right.
the breath just brings you to the present, and then you can start to realize, okay, so I do have some aches in this shoulder, and I do it because you're not so much in your head, you're actually
Right.
recognizing through the breath where you might be sore or where you might need help.
Right.
And you're right, it's slowing down and breathing just brings you so much more awareness.
Yes,
And there isn't a
yes.
better way to do it than through yoga. I haven't found a better way.
I mean, I'm a little biased, but I would agree. I am actually just looking, I'm in my home studio and I have to have, I have to, I get to teach one of my preschool classes. Now, I used to teach like five preschools at the beginning of all this, but what I do with them is we start with a meditation, and I'm telling you, all it does is just gets them there. It brings them to you're sitting on your yoga mat. We're not outside anymore. We're not playing blocks. And that's all meditation has to do at the beginning. It brings you there. And then as you find peace in that space, you want to come there more frequently and for longer. And you get to have that literal dialogue. I mean, I do this on my own. I'll go outside often, or I'll sit up here often, or even in my office. And I'll just sit. And there are times where I will speak out loud and just ask to kind of feel what I need to feel. And I'll go, oh, I know how I know how I hurt my shoulder, and I know what I need to do to fix it. And I literally just talk to myself. People would think I'm
I
nuts,
do
but
the
I
same
just,
thing. I do the same thing.
yeah.
And I also express gratitude
Yes,
for
always.
thanking my body for running its thousands of processes without me even having to think about it.
To
It
think
just,
about it.
things just run. Not always
Yes.
perfect, but they run. And
Yep.
what happened to me recently is that I've gotten this like little bit of eczema, like in the back of my scalp, on the
Oh.
back of my neck. And it's been like driving me crazy. And I'm just like, so I sit quietly, and I can do this in yoga, or I can do it just sitting quietly in my office in my little meditation corner
Right.
and ask, what is causing this itch? And if you sit quietly enough, it comes to you.
Yes.
I know it sounds crazy, but it's like it comes to me. And you know what came to me? Cheese.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Cheese.
It's so interesting that you
Eating
say that because,
cheese and dairy. So
yeah.
I have given up all of dairy with the exception of cheese.
It's so,
So
well, you
this
can
week I
do
stopped
low
eating
dairy
cheese.
cheeses.
Yes, there are. You're right. There are some low dairy and there's you know, there's cheeses made with almond milk and all that. But I
Yes.
stopped eating my aged cheddar cheese. I think
Oh.
it just got away. Like, you know what I mean? So the little things like that.
First thing, when you said eczema, I'm like, okay, inflammatory, usually
Yes.
dietary. And of course, I thought throat chakra, because of course, your job and what you do allows you
Right.
to do your speaking. So it's, of course, in the back of your neck. So there you go. And
So
it does,
anyway,
it sounds insane.
I
But
know.
with time and with practice and what it is, if you give nothing more to yourself than 5 minutes a day to sit with yourself and your breath,
Yeah.
it's a gift. And
Totally.
why don't you deserve that as much as anybody else who you're gifting your time and your energy to? That is
Exactly.
where the work comes. When you start to recognize that you're worth 5 minutes, you eventually get to the point where you're like, you know what? I'm worth a 7 day trip after 5 years of hell. Like, I literally, it took me, what, 50 years to get there, but you do start to come into a gratitude for all that your body has given to you. And so you start to get to a point where you really want to give it back so you can continue to enjoy and experience all of the things that life has to bring to you and assist the others in doing the same.
Totally. Now, I'm curious, are there any additional resources or practices you recommend to complement yoga in fostering the body dialogue?
Absolutely. One of the things that I do, Debbie, now, I kind of came from teaching yoga in a classroom setting to teaching it privately to then doing a little bit more personal training with that. And then all the energy work came in. So it was just kind of this thing where it's like, oh, now I can work with somebody for 30 minutes, understand what their goals are, and then put a plan together. And it includes things like not only yoga and meditation, obviously, but body work. So whether it be a massage or acupuncture, chiropractic work, and it will depend on the client and what I know might resonate with them. You know, there are some things that are a little bit more mainstream, like chiropractic or massage therapy, and more of some of my clients may want to lean that way, where others might be like, hey, send me to your hippy dippiest acupuncturist. You know, and I have, after 25 years of living in my body, you know, well, 50 in my body, but really living in my body and speaking to it daily. I've found these amazing practitioners across the North Shore that I trust. I've experienced their work firsthand, and I understand my clients enough to know which modalities will resonate with them and which, more importantly, which practitioners will resonate with them. So acupuncture is huge for me. Chiropractic care, I do twice a week, acupuncture once a month, massage therapy at least once a month, if not twice, if I can. There are things that you don't have to go out and do and make a lot of space or time for. You can do something that's called progressive muscle relaxation, which, if we have time, I could demonstrate for a brief time. It's an awareness of your body and an awareness of your breath. And that
Let's do it.
alone, you want to
Let's do
do a
the,
little practice?
let's do the
Awesome.
exercise. I've never
Okay.
tried it.
Okay.
I'm sure my listeners would love to.
So this was first introduced to me by actually a therapist of mine who was also a yoga teacher, which is why I went to her, because I knew I might resonate with her. So we're going to begin by simply sitting quietly, allowing yourself to connect with your feet on the earth. Softly close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. On your next breath in, ball your fists up as tightly as you can. Squeeze them, hold your inhale. When you can't hold the inhale anymore, release the tension, release the breath. Actively notice your hands and how they feel as you breathe in with no tension in your body and breathe out with no tension in your body. Next, you'll shrug your shoulders to your ears as you breathe in. Squeeze them as tightly as you can. Hold the breath for as long as you can. When you are ready, exhale through the mouth, allowing the shoulders to relax deeply, feeling as if gravity is pulling them down toward the earth and the muscles are melting around the bones. Notice the sensation in the shoulders as you breathe in with no tension and breathe out with no tension. Softly blink the eyes open. So that practice we would do through the whole body. And I would actually like to offer your listeners a link to that. So that we give them about a 7-minute practice to begin with. And it allows you to feel what tension and stress feels like physically, and then feel what relaxation of that physical tension and stress feels like. And what I always say, I don't know if I've said it frequently or recently, I should say, in the Sunday evening, but I very frequently in Tuesday will say to people, we want to be not in pain, but in therapeutic discomfort while we practice. So if you're feeling sensation, that's what I want you to feel. And I want you to go to the edge of where that sensation just is not able to flow with your breath anymore. When you reach the point where you can't flow, you back off until you can. And over time, that point becomes deeper and deeper. So, you know, that we're creating this deliberate discomfort that we know is temporary. And what that trains our brain to do is tolerate deliberate discomfort and know that it is temporary, and know also that our breath will get us through that. So that translates then over time to mental and emotional discomfort being able to be tolerated with breath and with all of these tools that we create on our mat. Yeah. It really is a practice you can pack up and take with you.
It is. And that's what's wonderful. You can travel and take it with you. All you gotta do, lay on a towel if you're in a hotel room or something. I mean, that's the beauty of yoga. It can be done anywhere. Breath
anywhere.
Work can be done anywhere. You could be on an airplane and do, if you're so worked up, and get yourself calm just through your breath, and no one would even notice what you're doing.
My My daughter wrote her entire college essay about just that. She was a kid who her anxiety was really intense, and she started to develop these kind of OCD, and she would even say that, habits.
Yeah.
Because she figured if she did them a certain way, a certain time, every day, things wouldn't go wrong. She could not fly without physically getting ill. And now she has just recently gone to the Dominican Republic with a friend. She went and did a service trip in Costa Rica. She's going to Germany and Austria on a remembrance journey for the Holocaust. She just went on her Disney, you know, like but she has learned over her 18 years, and God bless her, because I wish I had it then, that she has control over this thing that isn't real, that is fear and the unknown or the future that she has no control over. Bring it back to you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Always.
Yeah. And so I just think that's the beauty of breath work and yoga and meditation.
Yeah,
is that
absolutely.
you have the control. You have the control.
Okay. And it really is all about kind of connecting to what is going to make you your best self. It's not about, I taught power yoga for a long time. It's where I started. It is not what I enjoyed. I very much enjoy a therapeutic practice now. It's not about tightening your butt, although it will likely do that. It's not about toning your arms. Again, it will likely do that. Those are wonderful side effects of this work. But what it really is about is you're going to have a healthier heart because you're going to have less stress. You're going to have healthier joints because you're going to have release the connective tissue. You're going to have healthier muscles because you're actually creating, you know, more bone density, and those muscles are moving and supporting your body weight. It's just a really beautiful way to come into yourself. And then go do whatever you want. Powerlift. We have a whole powerlifting gym downstairs. I love it. But if I'm not on my mat regularly, that's not going to be able to continue.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? And let me tell you a story. So I don't know if it was me or my husband just discovering yoga on his own. He does yoga almost every evening. And he's a runner. So he runs half marathons. He runs a lot of races. He ran the Feast or Five in Andover, you know, over Thanksgiving. And he really says that he would not be as fast and as limber and injury-free at runner without his yoga practice. And he does, you know, he does like Yoga by Adrienne on YouTube. So, he just follows that. She has a routine for runners. And he literally swears by this, that this is what has kept him so healthy and so limber for so many years. So,
and that's the other, you make a really good point. It's the other thing. It doesn't, you don't have to be at a fancy yoga studio. You don't have to be working with, you know, the world's best. You have to be working with somebody who's suited to you and who is mindful of your body and your alignment. But it really is about you connecting with your body and your breath and yourself for 10, 20 minutes a day. It doesn't have to be a 90-minute class. That's a gift. That is why also at the end of every practice, I make sure you thank yourself for arriving, because just arriving sometimes, especially this time of year, is hard.
Yeah, exactly.
And we all deserve it.
Yeah. Now, how can our listeners connect with you and learn more about your services and offerings?
Yes, absolutely. So easiest way to get in touch with me is my website, and that is metimehealingandwellness.com. It's all one word. Me time healing and wellness. Me time came from rocking my colicky baby and never feeling like I would have time to get to a gym, let alone a yoga class again in my life. He's now going to be 21. So I'm there. But
awesome.
My website is easiest. You could also text me or call me at my number. That is my office number as well as my cell, 978-766-0365. You can book online through my website. You can have access to my on-demand library. There's 7 categories in that on-demand library. So there's not only yoga, but there's fitness, there's meditation, there's children's practices. Debbie, also, I'm going to share with you a link that you can include with your podcast for your listeners to have a free week of access to that on-demand library, so that they can have a look at any and all of the classes. I think there are about 150 or 160 classes or segments up there in 7 different categories. That would give them a feel for what my style of teaching is. I'm really, really focused on alignment, because that's what's going to heal the body. And, you know, all of the other stuff that I do is about bringing you into peace with yourself. So I hope that resonates with people. But yeah, my
I'm sure it
easiest.
Will. And it's great that you have online and you actually have studio in person in Danvers, Massachusetts, for those of my listeners who are nearby and might want to come and visit you in person. So that's wonderful.
So if anybody would like, so that is something also on my website. I offer a free 30-minute consult. That would be a phone consultation. We could discuss what your needs are and how I can fit into that equation. And then after that free consult, if they do, you know, reference this podcast, they will get 20% off any session that they book following their consult.
That's wonderful. Thank you. I will make sure I put all of these links and information on your contact information on the show notes for the podcast. So that's wonderful.
And my teaching schedule is on my website as well. Each month I offer an in-person, it's very intimate, it's only 5 people, restorative with Thai body work and Reiki. It's a 90-minute class that, you know, people walk out and they just look like, I don't know. They just look like they came
a new
out of
person.
They really do. And I'm like, it's my favorite class to teach.
I'm going to need to attend one of those. When do you host those?
The next one is December 18th. So Wednesday, December 18th, they run from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And that is in my Danvers location at 435 Newbury Street.
All right. Wonderful. I'm going to take you up on that one. I want to come in person and see your studio.
Awesome. I would love to have you. I really would.
Before we close, is there anything else you would like to mention or talk about?
I think for me, it kind of the final summary is it's never too late to connect with your body, and it is never too late to heal your body through movement. Ever. I have a man who is bound to a wheelchair who I work with once a week. And he's not going to be up and walking. I know that is not something that we can heal, but his quality of life is improved by just breathing deeper because his paralysis has impacted his ability to breathe deeply.
Yeah.
So we're able to open those muscles and just create, even if for the hour that I see him, some comfort. Yeah. It's never too late. You're never too ill, and you're never too dysfunctional. Yoga is a starting point for so many things. Mm-hmm. And once you learn enough about your body, you'll know what other things you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just going to introduce more movement, which is healthy.
And that's what's wonderful about it is yoga is for anyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
Even children, like
body.
You mentioned, you work with children as well, which is so beautiful.
I'm going to
so
be wearing my turkey leggings tomorrow because I missed them for Thanksgiving. So
your costume, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you
for being here today. And it's, as always, lovely, lovely talking to you. And I love working with you. So.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. And I love having you in my life and working with you as well. I'll see you real soon.
Okay. Thank you for tuning into the episode today. We hope you found some inspiration with cultivating a yoga and meditation practice. If you are an avid yogi already, you know how consciously breathing through yoga can help you reach a stillness, slowing you down and allowing you to connect with your body and your inner self. With that comes a peace and calmness that is not found in many other forms of traditional movement and exercise. It allows you to hear and feel all of those subtle messages that our bodies are trying to tell us. If you've not tried yoga before, we encourage you to check out the resources in the show notes and take advantage of the online or in-person classes that Kendra Raymond offers on her website. Don't forget to follow and rate this podcast. And if you want to work with us, check out our website at debbie-mccarthy.com. On the homepage, you can register for our 10 Tips for Healthy Living Over 50 flyer and can also schedule a complimentary 30-minute coaching session. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out on our website or via email at coach@debbie-mccarthy.com. As always, consult your physician before beginning any diet, nutrition, or fitness plan. The information presented on this podcast is in no way intended to recommend the self-management of health problems or wellness as medical advice, or as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. And until next time, make sure you are open, willing, and always welcoming wellness and wisdom for your good health, peace, and vitality.